Chapter 1, what we talk about when we talk about getting your shit together. We're going to ease in by shoring up the fundamentals. First, I'll identify who needs to get their shit together and why, which includes a funny story about losing my entire net worth in England in an England mall. Next, I'll explain my philosophy on winning the game of life. It's not the Charlie Sheen version. Not only did the guy give winning a bad name, he managed to get fired from the number one rated network sitcom while he was at it. Then I'll walk you through the first of many detailed examples of getting your shit together and show you how life is like an adult coloring book. If you play your cards right, there may even be an actual coloring exercise in it for you. Like I said, one-stop shop. Finally, I'll introduce you to the very important concept, the power of negative thinking, and reveal how three little everyday tools can help you get your shit together. You may be surprised to learn you've had them on you all along. Who needs to get their shit together and why? Fortunately for moi, lots of people need this book. They walk among us every day, dropping their phones in toilet, forgetting to pay bills, doing job interviews dressed like French from Rock of Love Season 2. Such folks include, but are not limited to, your friends, family members, classmates, co-workers, total strangers, and one guy who asked me to send a free autographed copy of my first book to him in Morocco because he can't find it there and also couldn't afford the return postage. That guy needs a straight up one-on-one tutorial. But no matter who you are, let it be known that not having your shit together doesn't automatically make you a bad person. True, Justin Bieber doesn't have his shit together, and odds are he's bona fide jackwagon, but that's not a special case. Call me Justin. For most of us, not having our shit together is merely an inconvenient state of being, not a true character flaw. And the good news is that unlike other potential unsavory states of being, such as too short or from Texas, it can be altered without steel rods and forged birth certificates. So who are you, and in what ways is your shit lacking togetherness? Let's take a look at the spectrum by way of three recognizable cultural known as Alvin and the Chipmunks. Theodore, relatively hopeless. The youngest of the performing chipmunk brothers, Theodore is sweet, agreeable, and naive. He's along for the ride, but never ever in the driver's seat. Like Theodore, some people just can't get together, period. Full stop. They're constantly slipping on themselves and others, losing their and other people's possession, and making life far more difficult for themselves and everybody else than it needs to be. These are the folks, however nice and well-intended they may be, who are chronically late and underprepared and overwhelmed. They have to open their suitcase at the airline check-in desk to take out two pairs of shoes, souvenir mug in the jar of beach sand that caused their bags to exceed the weight limit. Then they'll have to frantically figure out how to get this stuff on the plane before everybody in line behind them revolts. If you are a Theodore, fear not. Every day does not have to be an epic battle. Read on.